Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System, is a transformative hit show that will explore the interconnection between ourselves, our community, and our world. Dr. Julie is joined by visionary leaders and change makers to explore innovations and what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Now here's your host, Dr. Julie Kroll.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Julie Kroll, and you are listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour. Did you hear those wind chill temperatures? My gosh, let's warm this up. And you know what we do every Tuesday. We explore our interconnected world. And on the Dr. Julie Show, we usually have leading visionaries and experts helping you to explore your connection to self, spirit, nature, community, and all things working in the world. And speaking of what's working, listen to this vision. Our guest today sees a world of interconnected harmony with the hope that we can mature like other species from competition to cooperation and build a human society in which the goals of individual and community, of local and global, of economy and ecology are met. She says this will shift us out of crisis and into the happier, healthier world of which we all dream. So sit back, relax, get a warm cup of coffee or cocoa or tea, and I invite you to take a few deep breaths and come into this present moment and relax as we talk to our next guest, Dr. Elizabeth Sartoris. Dr. Sartoris is an internationally known evolution biologist, futurist, author, speaker, and consultant on living systems design. She lectures and appears on radio and television, I think on every continent on the planet. She's taught at the University of Massachusetts, MIT, and was a science writer for Horizon and Nova television series and the United Nations consultant on indigenous people. She holds a chair in living economies in the World Business Academy and is an advisor to ethical markets. Excuse me. She has convened two international symposiums on the foundation of science. She is amazing. And I tell you, her focus on evolution biology is a model for globalization and organizational change that's bringing great hope to people's consciousness when they really look and try to make the shift into this new world. So her books include Earth Dance, Living Systems in Evolution, A Walk Through Time from Stardust to Us, I love that, and Biology Revisioned. Welcome, Dr. Sartoris.
Thank you, Julie. It's lovely to be across the planet with you.
Yes, I love technology in a way that we can connect. You are in Spain right now, and we are in the United States, so we're so happy that we can connect via technology. Hey, Dr. Sartoris, I'm really happy to have you here. And I usually like to start the show with our shared vision that we're all part of one living, breathing organism, one interconnected system, one consciousness, one creation. And you're so passionately connected to this philosophy. It's your life path. It's your life work. Can you start by just sharing with our listeners what all things connected means to you?
Yes. I absolutely believe that because we are all creatures of a very beautiful living planet. And I believe that is a living and conscious planet. And, well, what can I say? We are calling her Gaia these years just to honor her with the original Greek name for Earth.
I love that. That is so beautiful. You know, there's so much happening and so much emerging and there's so much change and shift right now, not only in our consciousness, but in the biology of things that you've studied so intricately. How did you venture onto this evolutionary path? What brought you to this place?
Actually, when I was quite small, I was very interested in questions of who are we humans, where did we come from, and where we are headed. That was long before I knew that those were the great philosophical questions humans have been asking for thousands of years. But I also had the privilege of growing up in the Hudson Valley of New York State, with a great deal of freedom to explore the forest and the river shores on my own with, as I once wrote in a poem for Kids on Earth Day, no grown-ups watching. And it's very difficult for children to have such experiences anymore because we have a very different society today. But it was a wonderful time when I lived among many European immigrants, including my own parents, and we were growing all of our own food and bartering it, just gifting it really to each other. And there were no farm chemicals at that time. And the freedom as a child to explore nature, as I say, with no grown-ups watching, meant things like that I could, if a woodpecker was too high in a pine tree for me to climb up there to be with it, I could just take my mind up there to be with it, and nobody had yet told me that that wasn't possible. So I think back very fondly to those early childhood years where I could be a part of nature seamlessly within it, and where the nature felt benign and friendly to children, and I was never hurt even crossing slimy logs over waterfalls or walking on thin ice in the winter and things like that. We were so connected in those days. And, that's hard to find these days.
That's really true. I have this beautiful image of you crossing those slimy logs and just really being one with nature. What a beautiful vision for all of us to reclaim. You have a quote in the book.
Wouldn't it be lovely if kids could do that again?
Wouldn't that be wonderful? We have that opportunity here in Nebraska to let our kids run, and it's really nice because, the world is a lot smaller here in Nebraska. But in the book, you write that when people ask you why you're so eager to save humanity, I'm going to just read this quote. You write, when it is proving such a social an ecological disaster. To this, I can only answer that, as far as I can see, every healthy living being or system in nature has evolved survival-oriented behavior, and I do not exclude myself from this natural health scheme. Of course, my purpose is to show how we are straying from this course so that we may correct the deviations. You just kind of mentioned that when I think of why it's such a big task. But in your book, you have really, you created a nice sequential way of people looking at that connectedness. If you could speak to our listeners in an elevator speech in just a minute or two of what's the most important things you'd like them to learn about our interconnected world, what would you say to them?
Well, let me talk as an evolution biologist. And say that I want to show people that evolution biology has given us only a story for the useful part of a species' life. And that's the Darwinian story of competition and expanding economies. And what Darwin didn't talk about is that there's a mature phase for species when that becomes like an adolescent crisis. It gets too expensive to compete. You can't keep bumping off your competitors and grabbing things for yourself. There is a limit to that process. And when species find that limit, that it gets too expensive to compete, it becomes easier and cheaper and more economic, more energy efficient to make friends, to turn those enemies into friends, to help them develop, to gift each other. And that's the most important thing about evolution biology I want people to take home from this hour that we have together, because it isn't out there as a story. And notice that the Darwinian story is very like what Joseph Campbell, the great mythologer, pointed out as the hero's journey story, which has been so common to all cultures throughout history. And that hero's journey is very much the Darwinian story. But what we need to do now is develop a story that's just as exciting and interesting for the sustainability part, because everything in evolution from the most ancient bacteria when they had the planet to themselves went through that crisis and came out as cooperative. In the case of the bacteria, it was their cooperatives were the kinds of cells that we're made of. And when those cooperatives happen, they're new on the planet, so they have to go through their own expansive, creative, competitive phase, as those single big cells did before they formed the cooperatives that are multi-celled creatures, like ourselves. So this goes on through evolution in maturation cycles. And we're right now at that point when we need to grow up and cooperate as a global family.
That's a perfect place to take a break, because we are at that point in history, and you talk about a lot of things from even looking at what's happened in a little bit different way. So we're going to talk about that sustainable world and cooperation when we come back. We're talking to Dr. Elizabeth Satoris. Stay with us.
There's not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine Radio Show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine Radio Show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's T-H-E-D-R-PatShow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
We are back on the Dr. Julie Show, and this is Dr. Julie Krall, All Things Connected. My guest today is Dr. Elizabeth Satoris, and we've been talking about evolution biology. And she was talking about this time in history as a really turning point for us. And there's an interesting quote in your book, Earth Dance, Dr. Satoris, that I loved. It says, "Paradox, self-imposed separation from nature by way of an objective mechanical worldview during the past few millennia has led to the scientific knowledge that makes it possible to understand and reintegrate ourselves into nature's self-organization patterns. It has also brought us to the stage of technology that permits us to share our discoveries and our understanding of this planet wide in no time at all, to work together as a body of humanity with hope of transcending our present crisis." And I love how you look at that, because the curses of this self-imposed separation are many, but we can also look at the blessings of that in bringing us to this turning point. So do you want to speak more about that? Where are we in this time in history, and what do you see happening? What's emerging?
Yes, it is interesting. If we go back just a couple hundred years in history, we can see that our European ancestors were ruled basically by an alliance between the church and the state, the kings, the royal families, and so forth, and the church. And then with the beginning of the Industrial Revolution, science, which had been rejected by the church, was eagerly adopted by the new entrepreneurs of the Industrial Revolution because they had such potential for engineering breakthroughs and so forth. And then as secular societies developed, which deliberately excluded religion from government, science became the official storyteller of what kind of universe we live in and, you know, who we are in that universe. And so Western science made the assumption that we live in a non-living universe that has no meaning or purpose, that it's just pure matter and energy, and we can study it without changing it and things like that. Those were fundamental beliefs about the universe that came out of that particular historic time when the founding fathers of science were setting that up. And you see, you cannot make theories in science without having some conception of the universe you're theorizing about. You can't make theories just in a vacuum about nothing. But most people don't realize that science is necessarily based on these belief assumptions before they can do the real research. So we can distinguish religion from science by the fact that religion gets its knowledge through revelation and science through research. But at the same time, we have to realize that both science and religion have a foundation of beliefs about the universe that we live in. So that really colored things, and this non-living matter and energy universe was really conceived as great cosmic clockworks, as machinery, because, again, these founding fathers of science were also inventors, and they understood machinery, and so they projected that onto God and actually called God the grand engineer inventing the machinery of nature. Well, this, of course, left spirit out altogether. And what's fascinating now is that even though that Western science had such a mechanical worldview, physicists almost 100 years ago now discovered that when you look deep into matter and energy, you find nothing but pure energy. And furthermore, you find that the scientific research actually depends on conscious observers. So our consciousness became a big factor in seeing the universe, and we now know, therefore, that we only can see the universe through our consciousness, and that the beliefs that we hold in our consciousness are what we make our stories of, and how we then translate our stories into actions that produce the world we live in. So we are now co-creators of a participatory universe rather than objective observers of a material universe that we're stumbling around in. We're actually making this up as we go. And I think that's just a fantastic breakthrough.
I love that. Yes, co-creators of a participatory universe. And what a shift of consciousness that is. And we're in this peculiar place where part of society is waking to that new discovery and understanding it, and part of our society isn't. So what do you recommend that, you know, how do we continue that story? How do we get that out there and really help people understand what that truly means?
Yes. Well, you see, we are in this kind of adolescent crisis where we've been going through this juvenile phase of empire building. First empires ruled by emperors, and then national empires, and now they're corporate empires. And all of that is Darwinian mode, youthful mode adolescence. And that's where you don't see the big consciousness breakthroughs happening. But at the same time, those of us, like imaginal cells in a caterpillar forming a new butterfly, those of us who have broken through, who have realized that the implications of science itself is that this is a living, conscious, co-creative universe, we are starting to see that we don't have to live in the mechanics of that old world. So we have at the same time the old world and the new world. And we find most of the corporations are still trying to do business as usual and get one more fix and dig up one more oil field and so forth, while others of us are saying, oh, no, we've reached planetary limits. We don't want to pollute our waters and skies and soils. We're going to work on alternative energy that's clean and green, and we're going to build community again in which people take care of each other, where values like caring and sharing are primary values. So that means a big call to women who have always held those values, not all of them, but in general, they're considered feminine values. And we have to get the men to realize that these are really important values for everybody in the future. So we have to live with this contradiction that some people are still in the old mode and some people are in the new world mode. And there's no need for us to fight against the old mold, but there's a lot of need for us to build the new ways of being.
That is a beautiful example of really focusing forward and focusing on things. And one of the things that we talk about with our listeners is it's not that you have to go out into the world somewhere out there to do something. It really is right here, right now. We are the embodiment of this change, and we just need to reach out into our family, our community, the neighborhood that we're in to make a difference. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. That is where it starts, inside us and in our community. And then we can move on to the other levels of what I call holarchy, the larger level. Some of us are called to do global work. But most of us, like some of your cells in the body are blood cells that are running around doing things all over the body, but most of the cells stay in place and work in their own communities.
I love when you use the body as an example, because it is a perfect example. And in the book, you even take the way that we maybe pollute our bodies and take care of our bodies, and how our bodies deal with the toxicity and all of that stuff. And it's really a good example. I think when we come back from break, I'd really like to talk about what's going on in our world, because we're seeing a lot of these different things happening: global warming, the Fukushima the scare with the radiation, and what's happening there. But before we go on break, Dr. Satoris, can you give us your contact information? What website or contact information can our listeners, how can they find you?
Yes, my last name is spelled S-A-H-T-O-U-R-I-S. And my website is just www.satoris.com. There's an email button on it, and there are lots of free materials there. There's a free copy of the Earth Dance book and lots of other articles and video links. And you can also go to YouTube and just put in Satoris, and I am blessed with an unusual last name from Greece. So you'll find lots of videos online. I've given a couple of TED Talks. You can also go to the World Business Academy, which is based in Santa Barbara in the U.S., and put Satoris in their search blank and see my honorary chair in Living Economies.
Great. Well, I know you are a popular guest on several really informative DVD documentaries and things going on right now, too, and it's always nice to see you coming. So it's www.satoris.com, did you say?
Three W's and then just my last name.com.
Okay, S-A-H-T-O-U-R-I-S. We are going to take a break. You're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. When we come back, we're going to talk about what's really going on in the world. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
We are back on the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. This is Dr. Julie Kroll, and I have Dr. Elizabeth Satoris here with us. And she's She's joining us from Spain. And at the beginning of the show, we were talking about how cold it is here in the U.S. And she's over there with beautiful weather right now. But there's a lot of things happening, Dr. Sartoris, right now in the news, even today. So we have this frigid cold spell with dangerous wind chill temperatures. Schools are closing all over the Midwest here. Ours started late yesterday and our neighboring towns canceled for the whole day when they're busing kids. And, you know, it was just too dangerous. And then today on the internet, I read the Fukushima radiation scare stories are going viral on the internet. Are they real or fake? And there's a whole story. I read a story saying, no, it's a conspiracy theory. They're covering up what's happening. And then I read another story saying, no, it's not true. Everything's under control. Nature can take care of herself. Help us out, Dr. Sartoris. This is your field. What's happening? What's happening in our world?
Well, you know, Fukushima should be a huge wake-up call to the world, and it is extremely difficult to dismantle that kind of an installation safely. And I think it's important that a great deal of pressure has been put on Japan to hire the very best people in the world to try to do that safely. But basically, it is saying, look, people, there was a lot of hubris involved in thinking you could handle nuclear energy that well. In nature, the nuclear energy plants are kept far from their planets. You know, the suns are running on nuclear energy, but the planets don't. And more importantly, all this cold weather that you're talking about, one of the mistakes I think that the scientists made and really shouldn't have made was that the whole first stage of global warming is about evaporation up into the atmosphere of huge amounts of snow and ice from the poles. Now, all that moisture that's up in the air have so loaded the air currents that belt around the planet that they have moved further south. They've been pushed to disperse further south, and they're dumping these loads of ice, evaporated ice and snow in places that they weren't doing it before because those air belts weren't down this far. So it's been called global weirding, and this global weirding is the result of the process of global warming. Now, to believe in global warming, you don't need any numbers. You just need to think about the fact that the warmer it gets, the more ice and snow are melting, whether they're evaporating or melting into the oceans, though that ice and snow is turning into atmospheric water. It's going off the planet. It's melting. Now, the other side of that picture of the warmer it gets, the more it melts, is that the more it melts, the warmer it gets. So this is what you call a positive feedback loop, where the warmer it gets, the more ice melts, and the more ice melts makes it get warmer because there's fewer less ice to reflect off the solar heat. And so you're going into a hot age, and the newest predictions, instead of saying we're going to be 1 to 2 degrees warmer by the end of the century, or we're going to be 4 to 7 degrees hotter by mid-century. That is only 30-some years away now, and that 4 to 7 degrees hotter is a full-blown hot age. So I think it's highly likely that the poles will melt completely. Now, the good side of that is that Earth has done this before, and humans can adapt to a hotter planet. Some years ago, I made a special trip to Morocco to find out how people lived well in deserts thousands of years ago. And they did, with very low tech. They knew how to cool their buildings. They knew how to turn the heat of the day into water heated on the roof that had been reflecting off the heat from the house to keep it cool, and then at night was hot enough for gravity-fed hot showers when the desert got cold. You know, simple but very elegant technologies of that kind. And when oil companies in Western Canada some years ago were asking me, how do you see our future? I said, your future will be in water. We're going to need to pipe water around the planet in order to green deserts as the Earth gets hotter. So this is all doable. It's not something to be panicked about. However, what we need to do is get proactive to see what do we need to do now to have the least loss of life as we go through this transition. We're the ones who caused it. You can see the graph very clearly from the beginning of the Industrial Revolution to now. The carbon load in the air exactly follows the curve of how much oil we've dug up and burned. So there's no question that humans are instrumental in tipping the balance of Earth toward a hot age rather than the ice age we would have been due for now. You know, we were going to have major catastrophic weather changes one way or the other. But this is the way it's going, and this is what we need to adapt to. And let me just finish this little blowing off steam piece by saying 13 of the largest 20 cities in the world are at sea level. And once the ice is spongy enough to start dropping into the sea and raising the sea levels rather than causing flooding on the land, which only slowly seeps into the sea, those 13 cities are all going to have to be moved uphill. The first thing that will happen, and it will not be a gradual rise in the ocean, it will be a series of tsunamis that leave the ocean water higher after each one. And all those cities will be affected at once. Not one tsunami here and one fire there and one flood somewhere else, one at a time, but all at once. So we must get the information out that those cities have to be moved and to form all the local communities we can in safer places while it's changing. Sorry, that was kind of long.
No, you know what? It's really good information for our listeners, and it's not long because it's important. And what's important is how do we formulate this information into bite-sized pieces that people can really do something with and deepen into their awareness in sustainable action and sustainable response, because it feels so big and overwhelming to so many people. So do you have any advice for our listeners? You know, someone's in their car right now listening to us on their way to have coffee with their girlfriend. What can we do with this information? Because I can't go tell this major city to move uphill. What do we do? What do we do as common folk?
Okay. I think the first thing we do is to recognize ourselves as spirit having a human adventure. And I hope that your listeners are mostly the kind of people who do believe in reincarnation and who take the responsibility saying, yes, I volunteered to come to Earth at this time. And yes, I am an immortal soul. I cannot be stopped. I cannot be dissolved. I am a permanent part of the universe, whether I have a body or not. And so lose your fear of death and see this as an amazing roller coaster ride, and know that you can be part of building a sustainable community wherever you are. If you're on very flat seacoast and you're not over 70, I would say move inland to higher ground and build a sustainable community there, because those areas are going to go underwater and, you know, you'll have to move sooner or later. So why not sooner, which would give you more time to work on a sustainable community somewhere. So if you're not into working at the global level and, you know, pressuring governments, storming the halls of Congress, lobbying, whatever, then do that. Work on local sustainable community. Look for growing organic, healthy food. Drink lots of green smoothies to keep your body and spirit up. Thank your wonderful cells. They're an amazing cooperative of 100 trillion cells that are each more complex than a large human city. So that means your body is much more complex than the global economy. So nature has already done cooperation in extremely complex systems. You are one of them. So honor yourself, love yourself, and see this as an amazing adventure. Don't hide from it. Just get into it.
Oh, that was a perfect response and so beautiful. I love that. Thank you. Because really, the understanding that and taking the fear out of the equation really empowers us to be in the flow with divine creation as agents of this change that's coming.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. I am going to remind our listeners how to get in touch with you. There's amazing resources on your website and your books and some DVDs that are out. Find Dr. Elizabeth Satoris at www.sahtouris.com. Again, that's www.satoris.com. When we return, we're going to do an integration meditation and then bring Dr. Satoris back on for a little bit more of this juicy good stuff. So thanks for staying with us. You're listening to the Dr. Julie Show. We will be right back.
To The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expanding to social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show.
We are back and you're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. This is Dr. Julie Kroll and we have been visiting with Dr. Elizabeth Satoris and she's been joining us from France. It's been, or Spain, excuse me, I did that earlier in the day. She is joining us from Spain. We've had a great conversation about evolution biology, what's happening in our world. Before we get to our meditation, I just want to remind you, you can find more about the Dr. Julie Show at the W. www.thedrjulieshow.com. And all our information is there with archived shows, our monthly newsletter. You can sign up for that and stay connected all week on our Facebook page, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll. We'd love to have you there participating in our conversations and what have you. So next week, we have more visionary leaders talking about the trust frequency. Can't wait to introduce you to that. But for right now, let's settle back in, sit back, relax, and experience all things connected through this powerful deepening integration meditation. Here is David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System.
Hello, I'm David Eisen, and I'd like to welcome you to a very special part of our program, our integration meditation. Here's where we take a few moments to sit back and relax, and with the help of some very beautiful and powerful music, we breathe deep and assimilate the wonderful ideas, the stories, and the possibilities we've heard about today. So, let's get started. Are you ready? I need to ask you to do something right here and right now. Put down whatever you're doing and get comfortable. Listen to the music and allow the sound to help you slow down. Feeling with you throughout your entire day. so calm and so easy. I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us today, and I hope you stay with this experience. And now, here's Dr. Julie.
Thank you, David. That was a powerful sound meditation. Friends, I hope you experienced the presence of you during that moment. That was David Eisen with the Chakra Sound System. You can find David at www.chakrasoundsystem.com. And what a beautiful show. Including the presence of you, I hope you felt the presence of hope and the presence of infinite wisdom. As Dr. Satoris joined us, we were talking about those 100 trillion cells, and it's time to thank them, and I can't agree more. Let's all just take a moment and marvel at the miracle that we are with those 100 trillion cells, and really give gratitude to our own physical bodies and our body mind and this new consciousness, and also to this the hope. In the book, Dr. Satoris talks about science and religion being a part of the same continuum, what she's learned from the indigenous people, and let's really see science, government, and religion as a seamless integrated whole in our lives that can give us so much hope. One more thing besides this message of hope, of really bringing spirit into matter. One of my favorite quotes from the day, Dr. Satoris, I have to tell you, is we are co-creators of a participatory universe. Thank you for that message, and thank you for being here.
Well, it's really been my pleasure to be with you, Julie. I love talking around the world. You know, this mechanical worldview of science gave us wonderful technologies such as the internet and our phones and computers and all that, and our ability to, you know, hear wonderful music. But the important thing is, yes, let's get back to our real human natures. We are not just Darwinian competitors. We are spirit having a human experience in human bodies. And I like to think that we are like a keyboard. We know the whole universe is all vibrations. So if you think of yourself as a keyboard, your matter is your low keys, and your mid-range keys are your electromagnetic energy, and your high-range keys are your consciousness. It's all one big keyboard. And angels envy us for having human bodies because they don't get to play in the low keys. And some of what we play in the low keys as humans is not so nice. But we can make the best, richest harmonies by playing our full keyboard, honoring ourselves, knowing how intelligent they are, feed them lots of green smoothies, organic ones, my favorite food. You know, all the chronic diseases are now showing wonderful responses to just that kind of good diet. And good dentistry, good diet, good attitudes. You know, we'll do everything to keep you healthy because we need every one of you to help us build local and global community at this point so that we can make this beautiful planet into our paradise for ourselves and all living creatures. And have a good time doing it. Don't do anything that doesn't make your heart sing. Change this world through whatever you love doing, whether it's conversations with people, whether it's growing food, whether it's doing art or music, whatever it is, lobbying government, just have fun doing it so that other people will find you an attractor and do it with you, and you'll never be alone.
Oh, what a beautiful close. Thank you so much, Dr. Satoris. We loved having you here. I want to remind our listeners, make connection your intention and live into your wholeness. Until next week, we'll see you then.
You've been listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as you journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com for next week's guests and to catch up on past shows. See you next week. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
When life brings you down,
this isn't the biggest bag over the head punch in the face I ever got.
Let Yo Andrew cheer you up.
Feel like you just can't find your happiness? Want to move past old hurts or traumas? Not feeling comfortable in your body? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy has a divine healing gift, and her process will help you experience a perspective reboot. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com. Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?